Welcome to Kingdom Perspective Broadcast, the teaching ministry of Dr. David Ogaga. We believe that this message is going to open up the seals and cause you to have a deeper revelation into the Word of God that will make you see beyond the letters in the Word. Here is Dr. David.
This morning I want to look at three major reasons why we give thanks. I will need you to go back to the one of last week so that you can put it together. Three major reasons. There are several other ones, but I want to do three major reasons. I'm going to also look at three scriptures along this line. Three major reasons why we give thanks to God. Number one, we give thanks to God in acknowledging that everything we have, our possessions, our abilities, our relationships, and even our lives, come from Him. Know that. Why do we give thanks? We are acknowledging. We are saying, God, yes, everything we have, like our possessions, the ability to do whatever thing you're doing, in business, in furnishing work, whatever, our abilities, our relationships, husband and wife, children, and even our lives come from Him. We're acknowledging God that even our husband, our wives, our children, they all come from the Father. This is why we're giving thanks to God. So, we give Him thanks, which is to say, we give Him the credit that is due Him, that He deserves. He deserves this credit, and what is our credit? That everything that we have, our possessions, our abilities, our relationships in terms of children, husband, wife, all of them come from God. And so, because of that, we now say, God, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're giving to us. I'd like us to read a scripture along this line. 1 Chronicles 29. And we just look at three verses there, 10 to 11, 10 to 13. 1 Chronicles 29, 10 to 13. Praise the Lord. Okay. You can take this from maybe NLT. Let's look at it from NLT. Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor, Israel, my father, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Now I want you to look at those things there. Everything in the heavens and on the earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Amen. Verse 13. Wealth and honor come from you alone. Can I hear an amen to that? For you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand. And at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. At your discretion, people are made great and are given what? Strength. So, your greatness is not dependent on your ability. Praise God. Look at verse 13. Oh, our God, we thank you and praise what? Your glorious name. Why? We are saying wealth, everything you can ever think about, come from God. He makes men great. It's not your ability, it's not your strength, it's not your wisdom. Everything you are applying, everything you're living by to bring you to the place of that greatness that you want to think about comes from God. So this is why we give Him thanks. David saw this having been raised from just a mere shepherd and becoming a king in Israel, you begin to reflect and say, of a truth, you alone can make men great. Considering where he was, considering where he came from. Now, when David was saying this, this is why they made him king, the crowning king in Hebron. And now all the nations gathered together to make him king. So greatness comes from God. Your ability to do whatever you are doing comes from God. Wealth comes from God. So having seen all of these reasons, we are able to say, God, what? We thank you. Amen. This is the major reason. Like I said, I'm giving three reasons today. So this is the primary reason why we give thanks. Our lives, our relationships, our wealth, you know, we just know that they all came from who? From God. Of ourselves, we amount to nothing. We can't do anything. Praise the Lord. The life you're living comes from God. Because no matter what, whether you have money, there are people who have so much money, they go to hospital, they don't come back. So money does not even give you life. Life comes from God. Some of you get sick and you take mere Panadol, paracetamol, and you get healed. Or they pray for you, you get healed. But there are a lot of other people that those things can't suffice for. You can't help them. Praise God. So, life comes from God. So, it's all the more reason why you give thanks to God. So, as you are preparing yourself for the next season or the next Thanksgiving that we're about to have, you have to let this be at the back of your mind. That everything you have right now belongs to God. And last week, I read it in Psalm 50. And what God was saying, if I'm hungry, I will not ask you for anything. I mean, if you remember that. He will ask you for anything. So the sacrifices you're offering to God, the thanksgiving you're offering, not because God is hungry or because God is poor or because God is neglected or because there's no much more in heaven anymore. And so God is not asking you to bring thanksgiving for him so that he can survive. No, you shouldn't think that way. See, so God owns all things. Like David will say here, read back when you get back home, take that scripture again, 1 Chronicles 29, 10 to 11, read through it, to 13, and you'll be able to see the mind of God and what he's trying to tell us as touching how God is not only caring, but is actually protecting and providing in all situations. Now, we must acknowledge him, and that is why we're giving thanks. Praise God. Number two reason. We're giving thanks in showing gratitude and appreciation for his goodness. Gratitude and appreciation for his goodness. Having recognized that he had all things, provided all things, thanksgiving is a moment of showing gratitude of his goodness. We are recognizing that God has blessed us in countless ways. And so we are expressing our thankfulness to him. Follow what I'm saying. The number one thing is we acknowledge the fact that God owns all things, gave us all things. Now we are coming to show gratitude. So thanksgiving is a moment of gratitude. As touching the blessings, the mercies, the goodness of God. This is different from providing. You've been wealthy, giving you skills. Here we're talking about the mercy that he extends to each and every one of us. In most instances, his love, his goodness, his faithfulness, which he shows to us. Like those of us who travel, journey mercies, all of those things. Provisions that have been made. This is why we thank God. Let's look at Psalm 118, and reading from verse number 1. I think up to New Living Translation as well. NLT. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. reason why you're giving me thanks. Are we together? Okay. Praise the Lord. He said, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. His faithful love endures forever. That's why we give thanks to him. Then verse 2 says, let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Amen. Then verse 3, let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat, his faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. Verse 4, let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love does what? Endures forever. And the verse number 5, you know, says, in my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. That's now, you're looking at the goodness of God, you're looking at the love of God, looking at the mercies of God. And the verse 6 said, the Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. Can I hear an amen? What can mere men do to me? Praise the living God. So you will find that David was expressing gratitude for God's love, God's protection, and demonstrated this connection between thanksgiving and the provisions. And I want you to get that. You see, we've been protected. We've been protected. And we continue to be protected in several ways that we least expected. And God answers our prayer when we pray to him. So, the number 2 reason, like I'm trying to say, is we are just here to appreciate God in terms of showing him gratitude for his mercies, his love, his faithfulness, his protection over our lives. There are so many battles that are maybe raging all over that you don't know anything about. But God is just there because he said, I will not leave you alone, neither will I forsake you. And he's protecting. And you have to just come to the place of saying, God, I just want to thank you. I really want to appreciate you for your love, for your goodness. How that you are protecting me, protecting the family, all through providing. In these hard times in this country, for instance, God is still there for each and every one of us. Nobody have died because of hunger. They see the message of God. Hallelujah. His provision. Still the message of God. So understand something. You thanking God because of his provision, because of his mercy, because of his love towards you. And you keep on seeing David say, let Israel say, the Lord is faithful, or God love lasts forever. Let the priesthood, the priesthood say the same thing, priesthood of Aaron, you know. Let all men say the same thing, that what? God's love is forever. So it's important that you understand, when you're coming in for thanksgiving, you're doing that in way of appreciation. You're showing gratitude to what God have done. And you don't expect me to show that gratitude on your behalf. It's your responsibility. And there is nothing you want to give to God that will make you feel is too much. Amen? Absolutely nothing. So when you are showing gratitude, you should be able to put things together and say, God, this is to appreciate you. Whatever thing you are doing in terms of the budget we are having, and you want to come up with it and say, God, this is what I will have to appreciate you. Nothing is too big when you consider all that God have done and will continue to do. Can I hear an amen? Praise God. Number 3 reason why we show gratitude to God, thanksgiving. We're entering into a deeper relationship with God. When you come for thanksgiving, you are entering into a deeper relationship with God. That's number three reason. Amen. Number one, we said he owns all things, and the abilities we have, they all come from him. Number two is we appreciate him and just showing gratitude. Then number three, thanksgiving brings you into a deeper relationship with God. And the outcome of that relationship that you have with him is peace. Amen. So thanksgiving is a way of drawing nearer to God and enjoying his presence. Thanksgiving is a way of drawing nearer to God and enjoying his presence. And this is very important for me. It's a key factor. Amen. Praise the living God. When you are offering unto the Lord thanksgiving, you're getting closer to him. You are drawing nearer to him to enjoy his presence. It brings you to a place of fellowship with him. It connects you better than maybe when you're away from his presence. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving brings you so close to God that even all that we're talking about in terms of hearing the voice of God, we come to that place where you begin to truly hear the voice of God. For instance, we know what happened in the book of 1 Chronicles. Or you can even 1 Kings as well. When Solomon offered unto the Lord 1,000 burnt offerings. How many of you remember that? The Bible says in the night the Lord came to Solomon and said, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? You see what I mean? The thanksgiving, the burnt offering that he offered unto the Lord drew him closer to God. And he could hear the voice of God. He could hear the voice of God. God could come to him and say, what do you want? The style, place of communication. You see that? Just because he offered thanksgiving unto the Lord, appreciation unto the Lord. Because Solomon did all of that because now he was made a king in Israel. And what's the next thing that happened? God came down and said, you tell me what you want, Solomon. Solomon said, just give me wisdom. It's okay, fine. Since all that you need is wisdom, not the head of your enemies, not any other thing, no king will rival you in terms of words. I'm going to add all this to thee and give you long life as well. You didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for the life of your enemy. You didn't ask for wealth. I'm going to give you all of these things in addition. Can I hear an amen, please? So you need to understand how this thing works. And it's very, very important. That's what I'm trying to say. So when we come to the place of thanksgiving, we're looking at the situation where God gets closer to us. We get closer to God. We get more intimate with God. And we can hear God talk to us. We can get fellowship with God. This is what thanksgiving does. I'm just trusting that somebody's going to offer a dangerous thanksgiving this year. At least I will hear an amen to that. That kind of thanksgiving that will bring God closer to you and say, what do you want? And it's like saying, come on, you're trying to embarrass me, Solomon. Why are you doing all of this? I'll talk about that later when I want to share. Amen? This is very important that you know what we're dealing with and you understand what we're dealing with. It's very critical and it's very crucial. When you're talking about thanksgiving, you must understand why you're doing what you are about to do. Okay, let's look at a scripture, book of Philippians 4, verse number 6. Philippians 4, verse number 6. New Living Translation as well. Praise God. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank him for all he has done. Tell God what you need. And thank him for all he has done. You don't always keep asking for without first thanking him also for what he has done. Amen. So while you are praying, while you are asking, thank him for what he has done. What he did yesterday, all of his goodness, like we said before, from the, part 1-2, are the reason for giving thanks. Thank him while you pray. It's always good. People like to pray, and there's nothing wrong in praying. But while you're praying, remember to thank him for the answers he has given you various times. Thank God what you need, and thank him for all he has done. Verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace. Can I hear an amen? Which exceed anything we can do what? Understand. And Nina said, his peace will guide your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Well, look at that. Now verse 7 is very, very important. You're asking, there's nothing wrong in asking. But why asking, remember to do what? To thank him. Thank you for what he has done. Then it becomes your experience. After thanking him, after praying, what is going to be the next thing? You're going to have a personal experience. Then you experience God's peace. So thanksgiving brings the experience, or brings you to a closer experience of God, that we experience his peace. Be together. Hello. Then, I want you to note that word, then. That's the main thing. You're asking, nothing wrong. Ask, thank, then. You see the connection? After you pray and you thank God, then you will experience, that's what's important there, God's peace comes to you having done these two things. And said, the peace that will come to you exceed anything we can understand. His peace will guide your hearts and mind as you live where? In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So this passage shows how thanksgiving leads to peace and calmness, even in the midst of difficult situation. Thanksgiving brings peace and calmness to your life, even in the midst of very difficult situation. Amen. So sometimes, maybe if you're praying and you're not getting your answers, add the other one to it. What? Thanksgiving. Amen. Add thanksgiving to it. And that is why I love, I always talk about Cornelius, who was not even a Jew. But now, he was always appreciative of God by giving alms. And God will say, your prayer and your almsgiving have become what? A memorial before God. So God recognizes those people that actually come in appreciation to him. Praise the Lord. He said, we'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. That means no situation is able or will be able to hold you back when you come to the place of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a way of focusing on God's goodness and trusting in his provisions. Thanksgiving is a way of focusing on God's business, his goodness, and trusting we are in his provisions. Thanksgiving, I repeat, it's a way of focusing on God. Amen? And that's God's goodness and trusting in his provisions. So I need you to get these facts. These three major things we have dealt with this morning. The number one, everything comes from God. We don't own anything. Our ability, our strength, our capacity, they come from God. Amen? Number two, what is number two thing? Can anybody tell me? What's number two thing? We thank him for his faithfulness, for his goodness. You understand that? Number three, we thank him, gives us closer to God, to be personal relationship with God. So friends, as you prepare for Thanksgiving, next month. These are the facts you need to consider in the things you need to do. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you once again this morning. We just exalt your name. We say, Lord, you are faithful. And we believe you, Holy Spirit of God, that you keep on pulling us to yourself through your word. Opening our hearts, that we'll be able to give thanks fully unto you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Dr. David Ogaga. We know you have been blessed by this station. You can share this message with your friends and loved ones. For more information, inquiries, and free downloads, please visit www.davidogaga.org. God bless you.